In this bulletin, three people killed by falling trees during storms in Melbourne. Reports Japan's Prime Minister likely to quit because of health concerns. And a member of the Lotto Soudal team preparing for the Tour de France tests positive to coronavirus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria's Premier has praised state emergency services for working overnight during storms, which killed three people, including a four-year-old child. The boy was struck by a tree at Blackburn South and died in hospital, while two others in cars were also killed at Belgrave and Fernshaw last night. The wild weather cut power to homes, and emergency services responded to thousands of calls to help because of the strong winds across the state. Daniel Andrews has expressed his thanks to first responders dealing with the emergency and sent his best wishes to those who have lost loved ones.
This will be just a terrible time for them, and our hearts are with you, and any support that we can provide in what is a terribly difficult time, of course, we stand ready to do that.
And Victoria has recorded 113 new COVID-19 cases and 12 deaths. All the latest deaths are linked to aged care. 496 people have now died of the virus in Victoria. While the new daily numbers are still more than 100 a day, the Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says he's confident a downward trend will continue.
We're clearly still trending in the right direction. It's not gotten below 100 yet. I do expect that to happen, if not over the weekend, by next week, if trends continue.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has publicly responded to religious leaders threatening to reject a possible coronavirus vaccine. Mr. Morrison, who follows the Christian faith, says his family will take a vaccine despite others' concerns about the development process. Some archbishops are worried about aborted fetus and wrote to the Prime Minister. Mr. Morrison says he's respectful of their views and remains sensitive, but he's recommending the vaccine to others once it's safe. The acting Multicultural Affairs Minister says Australia needs to fight back against the challenges disrupting social cohesion, such as foreign interference. He's told the National Press Club foreign interference into Australia is at an unprecedented high level, posing a risk to multicultural communities. The federal government is also removing time limits on the Adult Migrant English program to encourage better language skills and to improve social unity. Minister Alan Tudge says although Australia is not perfect, it's strong because it's culturally diverse.
Regardless of where you come from, everyone in Australia has the opportunity to have a go and to succeed. As the Prime Minister has said, if you have a go, you'll get a go in Australia. People aren't excluded.
The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is reportedly set to quit because of chronic health condition. There has been speculation about his well-being after two recent visits to hospital. It's believed he's poised to resign to avoid causing problems for the Japanese government. And US President Donald Trump has formally accepted his party's nomination at the Republican National Convention in Washington. He told his supporters his administration has made progress over the past 4 years and that the future is bright under his leadership. President Trump has attacked his rival Joe Biden and says he has done a lot for the African-American community, including funding colleges. The Diversity Council of Australia says the coronavirus pandemic is amplifying the existing gender pay gap. Figures from Workplace Gender Equity Agency point to a gap of 14% or $253 a week. Equal Pay Day is being held today to remind employers about the pay gap. The council's chief executive, Lisa Anise, says there's limited research into culturally diverse women and the gender pay gap, but they can be even worse off.
With everyone working from home, with things like caring responsibilities being at the fore, and we know, the DCA knows from research we've done in the past, that even when men and women work equal numbers of hours in the same in their working life, if they're in a relationship together, women still do a significantly larger proportion of housework and childcare.
In cycling, four staff from an Australian riders' team have left the Tour de France after testing positive to coronavirus. The event begins tomorrow, and the infected staff are a mechanic and caretaker from Caleb Ewan's team. Let's take a look at Saturday's weather now. Partly cloudy, 19 degrees in Perth, sunny in Adelaide and 23, sunny in Melbourne, 19. In Hobart, cloudy and 17. In Canberra, sunny and 18. Much the same for Wollongong and Sydney. In Newcastle, sunny as well, 22 degrees. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 23. In Cairns, a shower or 226, and sunny in Darwin, top of 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.